Oh, yeah, it's 7:03. And these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes, we're past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Boy, oh, boy. I spoke too soon about things going well. Anyway, just heard the Vanguards and What's Wrong With You. I got off the compilation, Last of the Garage Punk Unknowns, Volumes 1 and 2 CD. Came out now, nearly 2 years ago, on Crypt. It was a self-release. Have no date on that. Before that, Marnie Nixon from the film Mary Poppins and A Spoonful of Sugar. Came out in 1964 on the Disneyland label. For that, it was a Parakeet Training record. I actually have a couple of copies of these. Parakeet Training record, part 2. Came out in Hearts Mountain, probably in the late 50s. And then after two tries, I gave up. Little Willie and the Adolescents from the compilation Total Raunch came out in Manic Mustang. The name of the track is called Stop It. Originally came out on the Tenor label in 1966. That's another one I'm going to have to give the toothpaste and plaque remover treatment. See what happens. Anyway, coming up in about 55 minutes will be Cloudberry Farm. Sure to tune in to Danny and Stephanie and Evan and all of them from 10 to midnight on Saturdays. That's where the lounge went. Check it out. And of course, alternating the bingo show and Easy Ed's Variety Hour from 6 to 8, this very spot on Fridays. Right here at MFO, 1 to 4 on Saturday afternoon. Crash Course for the Ravers, live bands, and all that other good stuff. From 1 to 4, Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian and Michelle Marie. And anyway, do a whole lot of great programming here. Why don't we get back into it? Coming up will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Let's You just give them what they want.
Yep.
If you're right.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
He is the boy that I love.
Yes, he is.
Oh, now.
Stop right.
7:22 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Roscoe Robinson from 1966 on the Wand label. He's only coming out of one channel. That shouldn't happen. But anyway, even if it was mono, it should come on both channels. But anyway, how much pressure can you think I can stand? I mean, really. For that Little Eva with the B-side, this week's confection. And He Is the Boy. Came out in 1962 on the Dimension label. That is the B-side to Locomotion. For that, The Rising Tide did Take the World as It's Come, as It Comes. Unknown label on that, it was, but I had a release date, 1965. I got off the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 5 on Crypt. For that, this week's song that everybody knows is Standells and Dirty Water. I got off that Best Of thing he came out on Rhino in 1989. It was originally released on the Tower label in 1965, and we kicked it off with the Bo Brummels, another B-side. The B-side to Just a Little, and They'll Make You Cry. Oh, yes, they will. Came out in 1965 on the Autumn label. Anyway, let me just jump right back into what we were doing. These are the Desperate Hours.
Get in the car, and the time some outdoor action got us kicked out of the park. Getting frisky in the dark, I gave your eye a poke. I think the dog is also in the bed. Do I smell smoke? You and me, we never give up. You and me, we never, ever, ever give up. Get getting hot and heavy with the whipped cream that we bought. I'm dressing in the kitchen and then getting caught. So many things can go wrong, but we still can get it right. You and me, we're not gonna give up tonight.
You didn't give up on sex. Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
everybody. Hi, this is Mike Murray, the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
in time with past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Back me up the new talk break bed, at least for the next couple of weeks. Alfredo Mendieta and Chicken Run came on the Double R Records label. I have no idea when the date was. We were really compelled to get a copy of this. It's included on the compilation Strum and Mental Part 2 on Crypt. Just heard Del Shannon. I wasn't responding to the request from Winthrop. I'll look up that one when I get home. But Del Shannon, I happen to have it in a record bag. Give Her Lots of Love, and it's the B-side to Handyman. Came out in 1964 on the Amy label. Before that, from Canada, the Ugly Ducklings did She Ain't No Use to Me. It was originally released on the Canadian label Yorktown in 1966. I got off the compilation Ear Piercing Punk. Came out on AIP back in 96. With that, Jerry Wallace from 1964, In the Misty Moonlight. That came out in 1964 on the Challenge label. For some reason, they used to have daytime shows, like all day, like not just soaps, but like talk shows, you know, like Merv Griffin and the like. And I remember seeing him once Jerry Wallace singing In the Misty Moonlight. And it's all, you know, just keeps rolling through my head for like the past 53 years. I can't help it, so I just played it. I'm sorry. Then we kicked off the set with the Moxies. A track that was originally released on the Monza label in 1965. A label that was unsafe at any speed. 45, 33, 78. Anyway, the name of the track's called Get a Move On. I got off the compilation You Treated Me Bad. Came out in 1995 on Teenage Shutdown. Coming up in about 19 minutes will be Cloudberry Farm. Well, I haven't seen the host of that show yet. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours. Touch you, your heart, I must hold. Can you learn?
this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Enough to me.
Great big feet, long, wavy legs, and we go.
keeps me low. We go together like a ham and eggs, mama.
Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Walks down the street, nobody ever advised. and I said, Baba, baby, baby, I'll be free.
Eastern Time, and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda, couldas, and never worse from 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for 2 hours each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Yeah, let me tell you what I just played. The two-thirds did two-thirds, baby. Got that off the compilation, Psychedelic States, Florida in the 60s, Volume 3, originally released on the April label, 1967. Before that, Steve Davis. And She Said Yeah, originally released on the Fontana label in the UK in 1968. I got off of English Freak Beat Volume 1. Well, that Skip Manning did Ham and Eggs, a track originally released on the Empire label in 1960. I got off the compilation Jump and Shout. Well, that Bud Gripper, who really was Leland Rogers of international artist fame and the brother of Kenny Rogers, did Hold It. I got off the compilation Las Vegas Grind Part 2, the CD version. It was originally released on the Lynn label, 1960. For that, Antoinette did Why Don't I Run Away From You. I got off the compilation Scratch My Back, Pie Beat Girls, 1963 to 68. Came out last year on Ace. It was originally released on the Piccadilly label in the UK in 1966. And then, to kick off the set was Sir Michael and the Sounds, a track called Can You. I got the compilation Teen Jangler Blowout, came out 22 years ago now on Teenage Shutdown, originally released on the Dig label in 1967. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.